You told me earlier this year about the first time that you got to know Mahler. It was Mahler One through meditation and all that and martial arts, focusing your mind. What was the story of finding Mahler Three? Was there a particular way that that piece came to you, or that you discovered
it? I think that piece, Mahler Three, came with the last movement, because it's one of the most beautiful and sad at the same time, and also, of course, what the love tells me. And, you know, it's a something which, you know, for a young boy, youngish boy, it's very, you know, it's very romantic and very sad and crying. I was really crying. This is so. If first was more bringing me as you know, in a kind of strong spirits, and then the third was absolutely let me in tears and absolutely anti martial arts feeling. And it's beautiful, but it is so sad at the same time. And then there are these transcendental soft feelings when you think that the music is almost disappearing, and then comes the final chorale. And maybe that's really it was the first music which associated very much with love, you know, with love is something not only egoistic and beautiful, but actually it can be also painful and sad. And of course, I had an interest because of playing trumpet. I was very interested to hear the first movement and the trombone solo and, you know, the post horn solo. It is not easy symphony. I think it's for conducting and for bringing it together is because it's long. But
is it harder than other? I mean, it does have a lot of moving parts and a lot of transitions and a lot of decisions about tempos and all of that. So is it harder?
I don't know. It's difficult. Everyone probably is, of course, is different. But I would say that for me, seventh is the most difficult, and then comes three.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And maybe then five.
Yeah, yeah. Because the third has, I guess you can. There's so many ways that you can go slightly off.
Yeah,
off the rails.
Yeah, and if you get it too, if you start the first movement immediately too dramatic, too, you know, then you think, what can it be? It's difficult to somehow pace yourself what the first movement is about, and it's so long.
And as a conductor, you also have to keep in mind, especially in the last movement, just how tired the orchestra might be.
You can't
stretch those lines out very long because they're
tired. Of course, that you know, everyone is tired, and then he expects the Mahler expects the most beautiful sound, most long phrases with the patience and beauty. So everywhere, string instruments are tried, woodwind instruments, brass instruments are tried. But I think he requires, and that's why this movement sounds so either beautiful or not. It's the extra, something extra. So you cannot play it only with a physical, technological way. If you don't add the heart, your soul and your ex, you know, Mahler squeezes you out. He doesn't let you You know, it's really either you conduct or play. He doesn't let you rest. You know, he knows you're tired, but he knows you have. If you can find the power, he knows that, and he pulls out the last drop of of you. But if you succeed, that it sounds, of course, it's amazing. Yeah,
fantastic. Andres Nelsons, thanks a lot for talking with me today.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you.